Time for community comment. The opinions expressed are not necessarily those of KINS-FM.
This weekend, I'll be one of hundreds of participants in the 51st annual Avenue of the Giants Marathon. The event is a great showcase of the natural beauty and outdoor recreation opportunities that our community has to offer. People from around the state and the nation come to Humboldt to enjoy the beauty and serenity of our redwood forests, beaches, and rivers. The options for outdoor recreation are almost limitless. Whether you enjoy bird watching and hiking, or are more into adrenaline-fueled sports, our community has something for everyone. There's a vibrant surf scene, at least if you're willing to brave cold water, big waves, and the occasional hungry great white shark. There's an ever-expanding network of mountain bike trails across much of the county, whitewater rafting and kayaking from tame to death-defying nearby, fishing and hunting spots abound, and equestrians can find places to ride both on the beach and in the forest. As our county is in a time of transition, with the cannabis industry in major and likely permanent decline, it's time to look towards the future. The natural beauty of the North Coast is one of our greatest assets and can be a driver of economic growth for both tourism and attracting and retaining talent here. To be clear, no amount of natural beauty will overcome the need for more jobs and housing that plagues our community, but we can invest in outdoor recreation in ways that will return big dividends. With this in mind, the city and county governments, as well as local nonprofits, have been working hard to expand public parks, bike paths, and open spaces. As a member of the McKay Community Forest Advisory Board, I've gotten a behind-the-scenes look at the master plan. Progress can seem slow as the county contends with the myriad of environmental regulations and bureaucracy that govern our state, but true progress is being made. You can now park at the Northridge parking area and enjoy over 3 miles of multi-use single-track trail. This represents just a small fraction of the approved trail plan that will encompass over 30 miles of trails across the 1,200-acre forest. This community forest will be a huge asset for residents of Eureka and the entire community, increasing residents' property values and overall quality of life while attracting new professionals and families to our area. The benefits to residents' physical, mental, and even spiritual health can't be overstated. While it can be easy to find things that are wrong in our community, I'd encourage everyone to join one of the organizations currently working to make Humboldt a better place to live. There are countless local groups that are actively improving access to outdoor recreation in our community. To name a few, the Volunteer Trail Stewards meet weekly to build new trails in the McKay Community Forest. The Redwood Coast Mountain Bike Association continues to build and maintain high-quality mountain bike trails throughout the county. Six Rivers Running Club puts on races and organizes youth events powered by volunteers at low cost. Together, let's be part of the good. Take time to appreciate the natural beauty of this place and discover ways you can help. Let's get involved, make new friends, and enjoy the great outdoors. This has been Mike Price for Community Comment.
Community Comment. The opinions expressed are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS-FM, Blue Lake, California.